Hello everyone, this is Andrea Dumbecki, and this is Angel Fairy Healing Radio. Today I will be talking about how the angels are right here. I feel like this is an important subject, yet so basic and simple, but it is very important for us to take time to connect with our angels and really tune into the higher realms. I find especially with all the political upheaval going on and chaos in the world, the angels are a great anchoring point of love and peace and ultimately sanity. The angels always, for me, provide a energy of love. They kind of realign me with source, with right thinking, with the higher mind of God. And I know from a personal basis, on a personal level, from working with the angels, that it only works when we take time to do that, when we take time to work on that relationship. And what I mean by that is maybe making dates with your angels, meditation time, journaling time, prayer time, especially in our hectic modern lifestyle with cell phones and TVs in every room and unlimited streaming of everything all the time. I find it's important that we have quiet time for prayer and meditation. And when I'm really caught up in stress, I lock myself alone without any technology and I pray until I can feel the love of the angels and God around me, and then I start to feel more of that sense of well-being. From that state, I will also do calculated focus prayers. If there's an issue I'm working on in my life or someone I'm worried about, I will start to work with the angels to shift the fear of that situation and bring in love and solutions. I find this is a type of like angel energy healing, or sometimes I call it transformative prayer. But it really works because we are evolving the way that we communicate with God, that we communicate with the universe, our spiritual connection. I know for me, I grew up in a metaphysical household. We had religion a little, but I didn't really understand the love of God until I was in my 20s when I started to read more about angels. So angels really introduced me to the love of God, which I feel is beyond religion. The love of God is the feeling of well-being and that inner connection with the love of everything, that the world is benevolent, that you're connected to something greater than yourself, and that ultimately you are safe and there is a plan. Anything that doesn't reflect that, I feel, is man-made, is human programming, human consciousness, and we have to watch what we are tuning into. So let's take a second now to remember that the angels are right here. The angels help us as powerful spirit guides and mentors, connecting us with the higher mind of the universe, our true self, our true state of being, and empowerment and love. And really, the angels introduced to me that I could have a better life. When I started working with the angels, I felt like I had a level of like, this is your lot in life. You know, you're born in this family, this is as far as you'll go. And I didn't even realize how limited I was to how much love and goodness I could receive from life, how much I could have. And when I started working with the angels, I noticed like huge changes in my life, in my relationships, in my ability to receive a better life. And I continue to work with the angels to upgrade that, to find more peace for myself, for my environment, and to really connect with this beautiful energy and bring it to earth, because we deserve a beautiful, loving, happy life. Each and every one of us does deserve that, and that I really feel that angels always try to tell us that. That's their biggest message, that we are loved and supported. So I'm just gonna see if anyone else would like a card reading today. And before I go any further, I would like to do a little energy healing attunement for all of us. on connecting with our angels and taking the time together to really do this. Because I know for me, I can have a quick thought that says, oh, angels help with this, or, you know, surround this with love. But it really works when I take a little more time to really feel that in my heart and release my thoughts and just have that energy attunement with my angels. So, all right, let's now release our mind and take this time in our busy day to bring in the love and peace and harmony of the angelic realm. We're asking the angels to bless our day. Take a deep breath, and if your mind is concerned about something, release that to your angels. Release any burdens or pending thoughts or worries or concerns, or anyone that's in your mind, anyone you're concerned about. Release all that to the angels now. And take a deep breath, and with an exhale, release any stress or tension. And now I would like you to open your heart and your aura, your mind, to angelic communication, to whatever messages and energies that the angels would like to share with you today. And the angels right away remind us that we are super beings, that we have so much more love and energy and beauty and happiness available to us than we can even fathom as humans. The path of us as humans actually is to rise above this state of being disconnected, is to really open that doorway to the greater knowledge of who we are and our relationship to the universe. And really, on a deeper level, I feel like that is the language of love, which is spoken within our hearts. It's an empathic language of universal harmony, and the angels embody this frequency. It is beyond words. It is our own, you know, sense of well-being and ultimately salvation from suffering and stress. It's embodying that beautiful harmony of peace that is at the heart of the universe. How can this help us in our daily life? Well, in many ways, to help us to bring inner peace, to have faith, and to ultimately develop that relationship with God or a higher power, that something greater than us is in charge. I know the most important message for me lately is that I don't have to carry the burden and do it alone. I don't have to save the world, save myself, save everyone I know, that I can play my part, but I don't have to come to life from that state of effort that, like, this is a big mess that needs to be cleaned up. You know, because when we shift our perception and we shift into angelic perception, we see the world with eyes of love on a higher dimension. And we play our role, but we don't judge things so much. So the angels would like to work on that a little bit with us, our state of vision. How do we see the world? How do we see our lives? Are we seeing with eyes of judgment? Or are we seeing with eyes of unconditional love and acceptance? And this also embodies our ability to be a go-getter and make changes. If you feel something needs to be changed and you want to bring beauty to your world or want to create something that you feel exists in the world, go for it. But don't go for it from a state of stress or forcing or judgment. Go for it from a place of joy and harmony and personal happiness, because that is very important. Because the angels remind us that a lot of people who are givers, who are light workers, who are playing that role of helping humanity right now, we can overtax ourselves and get burnt out. So it's very important that we flow with harmony when we do our work, when we do our helping on earth. So I'm continuing now to lift the veils of the angel realm. If you'd like to just imagine that the veil of the angel realm is lifting, and that the angels are going to start speaking to you today. You might see pictures of angels, feathers. You might notice a kind of happiness in your mind, like you have more hope. One of my favorite movies, I think it's from the 70s, it's called Wings of Desire, and it's a black and white film, and it's about angels and how they could hear everyone's thoughts. And this movie always touched me because the angel could listen to everyone's problems, and everybody in their mind was going over like all of their problems and fretting about the future. And when the angel would touch that person's shoulder, their thoughts would change, and they think, well, you know what? I'm going to get through it. I can do it. You know, I've dealt with this. I can overcome other things. And it was always like an amazing, touching scene. And I think later they redid that movie in America, and they called it City of Angels with Nicolas Cage. That was the remake of that German film, which was called Wings of Desire. And I'll post that link for everybody, because that was just amazing, showing us how angels work with us to shift our mood, to shift our energy. And I've been really working with my thoughts and my attitudes and how am I thinking, because one thought of empowerment and hope can heal you on every level and affect the world. And I feel like we're moving more and more into that consciousness of being totally aware of the energy that we're embodying, and doing that consciously and not just kind of like, you know, picking up a negative mood and carrying it, but really, you know, taking time to fill our mind and body with positive things. And for me, that's happening on all levels. I've been guided to really, you know, reconnect with all the positive books that I've studied throughout the years, all my favorite books on spirituality, abundance, angels, everything that I love. And I take time to read those things. And I notice how uplifted I feel when I feed those things into my mind. So I recommend everyone takes time to read positive things, even on a daily basis. And it's whatever you like. I like to study all different religions, all different philosophies of self-empowerment and things. So that's very important. And I also would like us to connect a little bit deeper with the angels, because we're so plugged into world issues and all the things going on. And the angels remind us that we're no good to help the world if we're in a state of panic, if we're in a state of fear and stress, that we can help the world much better if we're grounded in peace and love. I also have been doing a lot of earth healing. That seems to calm me if I feel like there's issues on the planet. I'm worried about, you know, the government changes or the environment or whatever I'm worried about. I just start to pray for the whole world. I see angels working through the government, protecting the environment. I'm working in that way. So I remind everybody that prayer helps us. It helps us to embody more of a state of harmony in our mind and not worry about the future. The other thing is blessing. The simplest way to help anyone is to bless them with love. Sometimes from an analytical place, we try to solve our problems and other people's problems, but sometimes all we need to do is send love. So let's practice doing that right now. And the way I do that is I open my heart, I open my hands, I get out of my head mostly, and bring my whole consciousness down into my heart, and I just start to send love to the earth, to the future, to everyone that you know. Just send love. And this could take a second to get adjusted to. What does it feel like to send love? Imagine hearts shooting out of your hands. Imagine the way you love a puppy or a kitten or a baby or your family members, and send that love to everything. And take some time to send that love out and wrap that love around the earth and start to use that beautiful heart center. And notice how that makes you feel. I notice when I do that, I start to feel a peaceful well-being inside of me. The angels are also really talking about music lately. I've been reading this multiple places that, and I've heard about this for years, that the celestial bodies, the planets, the universe has a rhythm, has a, they call it the music of the cosmos, the music of the spheres. And it's a gentle, beautiful music that we can listen to. It's also known as the Om of the universe is known as that. And when we think of angels and we think of the angel chorus, we see pictures of angels with harps and trumpets. There's a lot of angels that sing and deal with music. And when we connect with these angels, it's very harmonious. So the angels also work through music. I've been listening to a lot of music, and I've been noticing that a lot of the lyrics from songs are all about love and loving one another. And it was like really beautiful. And I've been taking time every day to listen to that music. And I've also been doing angel toning, which means I connect with the angels and I just start to say certain notes and connect with the seraphim. For example, we can connect with the seraphim and just hum. And then you can touch your head or your heart and connect with that rhythm of the angels. So let's take a second to do that together. If you'd like to touch your heart, and we're going to connect with the seraphim, and we're going to just tone. You could just say any note that you like that feels comfortable, and know that the angels are working through you, through your voice. And think of what the celestial hymn of the universe is. I was reading a book the other day, and it was talking about how the whole universe has a musical rhythm, and that's the energy of divine harmony, and it's always radiating. But it's kind of like a spiritual sound that we can only hear through meditation. But when I read about it, I was so filled with this amazing, peaceful energy. And in the Indian yogic practices, we connect with the Om, which is that same frequency, and we chant that Om. Om. And that Om connects us with that universal frequency of peace also. So I'm just going to see what else the angels would like to say. And the angels say that they are very simple. They are love. We can study all these advanced forms of spirituality, but angels remind us that love is the most powerful healing intention that we have in the universe, beyond all our human scientific theories and all these things. Love is the most basic way of helping the world, of helping yourself, is tuning into that love vibration, wrapping yourself in that love vibration, and sending that love out to the world. All right, so I will be pulling some cards now. If anyone would like to post in the thread, if you'd like a card pulled for you, I will be pulling one for Amy Luna from the Angel Fairy Healing Facebook group. And Amy, I did get the Cherub card for you. And Cherubs are very sweet, gentle angels that help us with kindness and gentleness. And when I talk to the Cherubs for you, they would like you to be kind to yourself. They show that you are very kind to others and sweet, and they would like you to bring that energy to you and receive that energy from others. It feels like a very divine, mothering, loving, nurturing presence. They say that you give this presence, but they would like you to receive this more. So if you just like to take a second to relax into your heart and receive this love from the cherubs, And they are going to bring this love to you in the form of love and support and kindness from others. And they would like you to receive that. They are giving you a blessing of receiving. They say you are a giver, and they would like you to receive the same love and kindness that you give others. You deserve to receive that also. They're showering you with beautiful energies, and they show you getting a pedicure or doing something relaxing for yourself. They say it's time to relax and receive, even if that means just sitting, you know, with your feet up with a nice book and just taking that time out to relax and just receive the love of the universe. And this is a powerful message for many people who are nurturing, people who are givers, that it's important for us to know how to receive what we give, because we're so much more comfortable being in that role of giving kindness, of giving love. But it's very important that we know how to receive that also, that we have co-creation with other humans that are like-minded. Sometimes we also feel that if we are kind and loving to everyone, that we will always be loved. We feel like that's what we have to do to be loved. But we have to remember that the right people will always love us no matter what, and that we must receive from them also. So this is going deeper into a beautiful heart healing for you, to trust people that you are loved, that you have soul family around you, and that you have that beautiful sense of community. I do feel like more community is awakening for you, more like-minded friends, more harmony with those around you, feeling ultimately more like you belong on earth and you're at home on earth. So I'm sending angels to bless you and work with the cherubs and see if they have any more messages for you. I'm just going to see if anyone else would like a card pull today. All right, I am going to pull a card for everyone then before I wrap up. And this is actually the card from my calendar for February, which is all about love and pink roses, and that's Archangel Jophiel. Connect with the beautiful, connect with your beautiful heart and soul. Archangel Jophiel is the angel of beauty, and beauty embodies positive energy, filling your world with joy and happiness. And it could also mean creating beauty, maybe decorating, doing art, gardening, creating beautiful music, creating beautiful food. How can you bring beauty to your world? I noticed that as an artist, that every time I create something, it makes a ripple effect in the world. Like if I create something of beauty, everyone who sees that smiles and their day is changed. So Archangel Jophiel reminds us of the impact that we play as our roles on earth, and how we can bring beauty and love and change the world. So let's connect with Archangel Jophiel and her beautiful messages. And it's funny, she has been coming through all week, bringing in that energy of beauty. And me personally, as an artist, I feel healed by beauty. When I see beautiful images, they uplift my soul. And I've always been very visual. So that's a way that I work with the healing energy of beauty. She's also reminding us of beautiful scents, you know, smelling flowers. Here in the Pacific Northwest, the hyacinths have just started to come out in the stores. They're selling them, and they smell so amazing. And I always like to have one on my desk. All right, so thank you everyone for listening. Remember, the angels are right here. Take time to unplug, connect with your angels, ultimately for your own well-being and stress relief. This is Andrea Dumbecki from Angel Fairy Healing. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day.